Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for the Schus of Refuah Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Chof Dalid, and we will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach begin on Daf Chof Dalid Amun Aleph on the top of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, He Shishanadr B'Nazir, if a woman accepted upon herself to be in the Zira, V'Frisha Espehemtan, she separated the Kabonis that she needs to bring at the end of her Naziris, and then the husband was mefer the Naziris. So what now is the halacha with the kabanos? Says the Mishnah, Shaloi Haisa Behema, if the animals that she had designated belong to the husband, so they were never kadosh, and therefore Taitz of Tir Be'eda, they could go be back used as regular animals. They were never designated. Since the designation was done in error, the halacha is that the animal, the kedusha, is never considered a kedusha that is on these animals, and the animals could go back and be chulin. However, says the Mishnah, Shloh Haisa Behema, if the animals belong to her, and the Gemara Mitzvashem will, in our today's shir, identify how is it possible for a person, for a woman to have her own animals, chachatos, the carbon chatos should be tamus, the carbon chatos should be left to die, because she was, as we learned earlier, she was a nazira for a period of time, so the carbon chatos was designated and is considered a carbon chatos, and the halacha is that the chatos, on the other hand, cannot be brought, because at the end of the day, she's not obligated. She ends up not being a Nazira. So as we learned on Daf Chav Aleph, the Gemara had a discussion, when a husband is made for the nether, how does the halacha look at that? Does the halacha look at it as Megas Gaius, that he only undoes it moving forward? If that's the case, then our Mishnah is very understandable, because since she was a Nazira, albeit for a period of time, a limited period of time, not for the whole term, but she was a Nazira, and therefore that animal did get the Kedusha. If the animal got the Kedusha, then the halacha is she has the animal that had the Kedusha's Kamechatas should be left to die. If, on the other hand, she was not a Nazira, if we say Mek or Ukr, so then she was never a Nazira. Why is the Chatas left to die? So we explain, the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Lezer Kfar, that a person who takes upon themselves to be a Nazir is considered a chayt, is considered having done something wrong. Shetzir atzmai min ayayin, they withheld themselves for the wine. And this woman, at the end of the day, experienced that. And therefore, because the animals were hers, the kedusha that was on the animal, the halacha is considered somewhat of a kedusha, and therefore it can't just be taken back to chulin. But on the other hand, since it can't be brought, the halacha is that an animal that was designated to be a karmen chatos and then cannot be brought as a karmen chatos for which it was designated, the halacha is tamus, it should be left to die. However, the oila, the animal that was designated to be a karmen oila, tikra of oila, could be brought as a karmen oila. And similarly, the shlamim could be brought as a shlamim, could be brought as a karmen shlamim, because unlike a karmen chatas, which we often describe as a karmen that cannot be brought as a nedava, you could only bring a karmen chatas if you're mechuyev to bring a karmen chatas. Here, they're not mechuyev to bring the karmen chatas. So in the oil and shlamim, however, could be brought as a nedava. This karmen shlamim, even though normally the halacha is that karmen shlamim is nechel shnei yom v'layl echad, it's eaten for 2 days and one night, this karmen shlamim is only nechel l'yoyim echad. It's only eaten for 1 day. On the other hand, ain't tunan lechem. The halacha is that there's a special halacha that when the nazir brings this karmen shlamim, the karmen shlamim is there's a required to bring lechem, certain chalas, and the chalas are put on the hands of on the palm of the nazir, and they're waved that way. Since this woman is reality, not a nazir, so the halacha is they don't bring the lechem, because only a nazir brings lechem. If this woman had already been magdish the lechem, so they're not going to bring the lechem, but the lechem will be, the lechem won't be actually offered as we just described, but it will be redeemed and the money will be hegdish. Another nafkamina between the Shalmei Nazir and other Shlomim, as we're going to learn, is by Shlomei's Nazir, we take the forearm of the carbon and it's waved together with the lechem, and then only the kayin, we cook it and we wave it, and the kayin, only the kayin may eat it. Or whereas other Shlomim, the portion that's given to the Kohanim are the Chazer and Shoik. So here Tosfos says that what's going to be the halacha be with this carbon nazir, what's going to be the halacha of the Zroya of this carbon Shlomim. So he says, again, it will not have the regular halacha of the Zroya of the forearm of a carbon Shlomim, which has all the halachas we just described, because at the end of the day, it's not considered the Shalmei Nazir. Since it's not considered the Shalmei Nazir, it doesn't have the halachas of the Shalmei Nazir. Says the Mishnah further, Haile Ma'astumim, she had money, which she had designated for Kabbanis, but she had not separated and designated that this money should be used for the Chatos, this money should be used for the Oilam, this money should be used to the Shlomim. And now, as we just described, the husband was Mefer in the Zeris. All of that money, Yipul Nadava, should be used to bring Oilus Nadava. However, Mas Mefrashim, if she had designated specific money, this money will be used to purchase the Karma Chatos, this money will be used to purchase the carbon oil, this money will be used to buy the carbon shlomim. Says the Mishnah, the mei chatos, the money that was designated for a carbon chatos, and now as we learned, she is not able or allowed to bring the carbon chatos because she in reality is not in the zira. The loch is yelchu yamamelech. That money should be thrown away. Loinenin, one may not have personal benefit from that money. However, if one had personal money, personal hanor from that money, the halach of that money, there would not be a halach of mi'ila. Mi'ila is only possible when the money is going to be used for a carbon. Since this money is going to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, as we just learned, money that's designated to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech doesn't have a halacha mi'ila, certainly not midaraisa. The me'ila, the money that was used for, designated for carbon oila. So as we learned, you could bring an oilus nadava. So the halacha is yaviu oila. They should bring a carbon oila with that money. And since that money is being designated to be used for carbon oila, and an oila is kach e kachim, so the money or the animal that's designated for carbon oila is kach e kachim, and therefore it's subject to mila. The mei shlomim, the money that was designated for the carbon shlomim, yaviu shlomim, should be used to buy shalmei nadava. But, as we said a moment ago, even though the halacha normally is that the shlomim, a regular carbon shlomim, is nechel shnei yom v'leila echad, should be eaten for 2 days and one night, this carbon shlomim, since it was originally bought to be used, that money was originally bought to be used for the Shalmei Nazir, and the Shalmei Nazir have a rule that it's unlike all other carbon shlomim, the necholim liyoyim v'layla echad, only one day and one night, this carbon shlomim that will be brought with these proceeds from this money will be eaten liyoyim v'layla echad. However, as we also discussed, the special halacha of lechem that comes along with the Shalmei Nazir will not apply over here, because only a nazir, the Torah says, al kape ha nazir, only the nazir brings the lechem. This individual is not a nazir, and since he's not a nazir, then he doesn't bring the carbon, he doesn't have to bring these special lechem and that a nazir normally brings. Begins the Gemara, Man Tana de Baloi Mishtabala. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah who holds that a husband is not obligated to supply his wife with karbonis? And therefore the Mishnah differentiated between money or karbonis animals that the woman designated while she was in the zira versus the money that when she used the husband's. Am Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Rabbanan he. It follows the Pita opinion of the Rabbanan that a husband is not obligated to supply his wife with kabanas. And therefore, if she used his animals or his money, and then he was made for it, the animals never really had kedusha. However, certainly, say the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh, that if the husband was not made for her naziris, she could certainly use his animals for the carbon, because he gives her these animals. And therefore, since he gives her the animals, she could use them. Some Rishonim say are even more machmer, that teach us that if the animal were designated by belong to the husband, as long as the husband wasn't made for the naziris, even though he didn't actually give her the animals, those animals retained the kedusha. This akadatach, if you're going to say, says the Gemara, that our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, he reflects the opinion of Yehuda that a husband always has to supply his wife with kabanas, amai teitzev etir b'eda. Why would halacha be, says the Gemara, that these animals lose their kedusha? Hamishtavala, once he's obligated to give the kabanas to his wife, why should we be differentiating between the animals that belong to him or the animals that didn't belong to him? So the Torah, under certain circumstances, says that the carbon one has to bring is a carbon oil of a yared. It depends on your financial situation. If you're wealthy, you'll bring a carbon from an animal. If you're not that wealthy, you'll bring birds. And if you can't even afford that, you'll bring a carbon mincha from flour. An example is a metzora. The halacha is that a metzora, when he completes his term of being a metzora, has to bring a keves la'asha, v'keves la'oila, v'kafs la'chatos. But if he's not able to afford that, the Torah says he can bring a keves la'asham and shtei shnei tzayim shnei b'nei yoyna echa la'oila v'lachatos, a yoledes, who has to bring a keves la'oila. But if she can't afford that, she brings a ben yoyna or a tar, a tamei, an individual who was tamei and ate food which was kodesh, or entered the Beis Hamikdash b'shogeg, or somebody who swore falsely b'shogeg, in response to somebody demanding that they owe money, and they swore falsely that they don't, and then they admitted that they lied. These are all examples of people who bring a carbon oil of a yored. So now the question is, if you have a woman who is in one of these situations that we just described, and she now is obligated to bring a carbon oil of a yored, the question is, what type of carbon does she bring? Do we follow her husband's financial situation, or would we look at her financial situation? The Tanya, Rabbi Huda's opinion is, Adam may be carbon usher, alishtoi. If somebody's wife is chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrid, the halacha is that we look at her husband's financial situation. The Cain, kol kabinasah shechayevis. A woman is every carbon that a woman is obligated to bring, her husband has to supply those kabanas. Because, kach kosala, says Rabbi Yehuda, so did he obligate himself in the ksuba, by saying, kol achrayis d'islaich, anything that you're responsible for, alai mekadmas tanah. I have to pay for those, I have to take on those responsibilities. So that's why, in according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, suggests the Gemara, there is no difference if she's using her proceeds or her husband's proceeds. The husband's proceeds are the same, and the difference, the distinction that our Mishnah wanted to make between when she used her own money and somebody, her husband's money, doesn't really make any sense. Even though we're learning that a husband is obligated, says Rabbi Yehuda, to bring kabanas that his wife is obligated to bring, and she even follows his financial status, say the Rishonim, that's only when we speak about kabanas that she's obligated to bring, various examples that we gave. But if a woman just goes ahead and donates a carbon, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the husband is not obligated to pay for that. Because if so were the halacha,
then the woman can continue all day making obligating herself to bring a kavanin. And if her husband is obligated to supply those kavanos, she would just impoverish him. And even though, point out the Rishonim, why is that the case? Because even if she makes a neder that she has to bring a carbon, as we've been learning, a husband has the ability to be made for the neder. So why are we concerned that she could impoverish him? The answer is that he may not hear that neder, and therefore, or not have the time to be made for the nether, even if he heard it. And because of that, the nether will stand. So Chazal said he doesn't have to supply it. But Naziris, even though it's something that she accepts upon herself, nobody's going to become a Nazir. No woman is going to become a Nazira to impoverish her husband, because she's the one that's going to suffer by being a Nazira. And since she's going to be suffered by being the Nazira, we're not concerned that she's doing it just to hurt him. Moreover, Taisa says that even though Rabbi Huda is saying that a husband is obligated to supply his wife's kabanas, that's only obligations that she takes that fall on her after they were married. But obligations that she had from prior to their marriage, he's not obligated to take. Says Rava. So we just explained why it seems that our Mishnah cannot be consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. Says Rava, Rava mafilu tamer Yehuda. Our Mishnah can be consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. Ki mishabed lo, a husband obligates himself, but where does he obligate himself? The milsa de tzricha lo, only something that she needs. So if she's indeed a Nazira, as we just finished explaining, the husband is obligated to pay for her kabbanis. However, the milsa, the light tzrichala, obligations that she in reality doesn't have, like the case that we just learned, where he was made for the Naziris, that's not the type of the obligation that Rabbi Yehuda even says he's obligated to supply. Ikadamri, but that is a different version of this entire discussion. Man Tana, says the Gemara, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Amr Rav Chizda suggests Rav Chizda Rabbi Yehudihi. It represents the opinion of Yehuda, and since it represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Chimish Shabbat Law, and yes, that she used the husband's funds, and we learned that if she used the husband's funds or the husband's animals for a carbon, and then he's made for it, it falls away. The reason it falls away is Chimish Shabbat Law, because his obligation to supply her is only b'milsa de tzrichala, only with something that she needs to have. If she's a Nazira, and we know a Nazira, as she finishes the Naziris, has to bring kabanas, so there he has to supply it. However, b'milsa de tzrichala, if it's something that she doesn't have to have, for example, the Nazira, that the husband was made for the Naziris, he nullified the Naziris, so she doesn't have to bring the kabanas, so even Rabbi Yehuda will agree he has no obligation. For says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbanan, l'mishabed klal, he's not obligated to give her kabanas. So why, even if she's a Nazira, are her funds, his funds, his animals obligated? They shouldn't be obligated. He's not obligated to supply, according to Rabbanan, her kabanas. So if that's the case, our Mishnah does speak about a case when she uses his animals. How is it ever possible that she could bring carbon? He gave her the animal as a gift. And once he gave her the animal, have the nafsha. And Rava disagrees and says the Gemara that Rava will say the Mishnah fouls the field tem drabonin. Yes, the carbon gave the wife a carbon, but it's only he gave the wife a carbon mouse of the tzlichala. She's not a Nazira like Makalala, and therefore, if they gave her the animal, but she ends up not being a Nazira, the halach is she can't use those animals. Those animals, as we learned in the Mishnah, Tetzav Terebe Eder. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses an interesting question. He says there was once an individual who had beautiful furniture. He had very beautiful furniture in his apartment. And he left in his tzava in his will that he's leaving this furniture for one of his children, but he knew that the furniture, this custom-made furniture that fit into his apartment, will not necessarily easily fit into his son's apartment. And therefore he said that I'm also giving my son $50,000 that he should be able to transport the furniture and make it work, that they should fit into his apartment. The father passed away, but the son and his wife decided that they don't want to use that furniture for whatever reason. So they don't want to use the furniture, but the son said that he's still entitled to the $50,000. The father wrote in his tzavah that he's giving the $50,000 to his son. His brothers said, no, our father gave you that money specifically so to be able to transport and fit the furniture into your home. If you chose not to use the furniture, then you're not entitled to the $50,000. So what is the halacha? So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes a shaila that Rav Zevin Zatzal discusses in his Sefer Isha V'Shitas. He says, in the time in Russia, they used to draft Jewish men. It was a terrible fate because one was in the army for decades, and obviously Shmiras Mitzvahs was very difficult in the Russian army. But there were wealthy people who got quincias. Quincia was some sort of a waiver that gave you the opportunity to be exempt from the draft. The quincias became extremely expensive because at a certain point, the quincias were stopped to be issued. So any quincias that had been issued were honored, and anybody who owned one was able to exempt themselves from the army or sell it to someone who wanted to get exempt from the army. And somebody who didn't was subject to the draft. So there was a father who passed away, and all of his sons were above the age or were already exempt from the draft. He only had one son who was still a candidate for draft, and he gave the son that quincia. He left the Yerusha, that quincia for his son, who was still subject to the draft. That son, instead of using the quincia, attempted to get himself exempt from the draft without needing to use the quincia, and he was actually successful. So now he wanted to sell that quincia, which we just explained has a lot of value. The brother said that the only reason our father gave you the quincia because he wanted you to be able to use it to get yourself exempt from the draft. Now that Baruch Hashem, you were able to get yourself exempt from the draft without needing to utilize the quincia, and you want to sell the quincia, the proceeds of the quincia should be shared by all of us. This question, says Rav Zevin Zatzal, was brought to the Rogachover. And when the Rogachover was asked this question, he said, it's our Mishnah. He says, our Mishnah we just learned, and the Gemara we just learned in explaining the Mishnah, says that if a woman declared that she's a Nazira, and then her husband was made for the Naziris, the animals that were designated from her husband's funds, her husband's animals, if she ends up not being in the zero, Tetzi V'tira Be'eder. So the entire designation is nullified. So the same thing, and the Gemara, as we just learned, explains that even though the husband is obligated to supply his wife with kabanas, he only supplies her with something that she needs. If the nether was nullified, it's not needed, she's not entitled to those animals, and as we just finished learning, those animals don't have any kedusha. So too, the quincia that you get, is said the Ragachover, was only given to you if you need it. But Baruch Hashem, you were able to get yourself exempt from the army without needing it. So it wasn't given to you by your father that you should use it as a source of making funds. And therefore, the halacha is that you're not the money belongs to all of your brothers. The interesting question, so the first glance, the same thing should be with the furniture. The father gave this son his furniture, and he gave her money, but he only gave the money with the understanding that he only gave him that money that he should be able to transport the furniture. But if you're not transporting the furniture, then you're not entitled to the money. However, Rav Zilberstein says that maybe the two situations are not really identical. And the reason they're not identical is because there's one quincia. And the quincia could be used for exemption from the army. And the quincia could be used to sell and realize the proceeds. When we speak about the furniture and the money, there are two separate units that we're identifying. We're speaking about money and we're speaking about the furniture. And it could be that they could be separated. And even though he's not taking the furniture, he doesn't want the furniture, he's not going to use the furniture, that has nothing to do with the separate money that the father gave him. We also learned that the Gemara makes a difference versus milsa de tzrichala, something that the wife is entitled to, versus something that the husband is not entitled to. So I saw that Rav Zilberstein also discusses a question where there was a Rebbe with Talmidim, who the Rebbe told the Talmidim, if you'll do something, the class will behave, the class will learn, he's going to spend $100 on food, to make a party, whatever. The children came through and did what they were supposed to do. And the Rebbe gave him his credit card, and they went to the store to buy the food for the party. The storekeeper tries to run the credit card, and it's denied. There's a woman standing in the store watching this, and she understood that maybe the Rebbe didn't have the funds or whatever the situation is. So she went and took out her credit card and paid for that, for all those food goods that were bought. So the question now is, the children got their $100 party. The question is, but the Rebbe didn't end up spending it. So the question is, does he now still have an obligation to spend $100 on the money that is he still obligated to spend $100 from his own funds? Or at the end of the day, the obligation was met. And since the obligation was met, there's no reason to have to spend it. So he wants to say that that is included in the concept that we've learned in our Mishnah and our Gemara. When a person takes on an obligation, our Gemara kept on speaking about the obligation only is if the obligation needs to be used. If the obligation doesn't need to be used, then there's no obligation. And since there's no obligation, then the halacha is that he doesn't, because it was met already by this generous woman paying the bill, he doesn't have to spend the money. Our Mishnah speaks about, our Gemara just spoke extensively about obligations that women have and if the husbands are obligated to supply for those obligations. So one of the questions that comes up is Mishloach Manos. Is a woman obligated to give her own Shloach Manos? We know, we're going to speak about this in a minute. Kama Shekan Si Shekan Abala. Or is a husband obligated to give his wife much, and therefore the woman doesn't have her own funds, and she can be yaitz the mitzvah Shloach Manos with the Shloach Manos that her husband sends? Or is she, or is the husband obligated to give her the money to have Shloach Manos? So it seems that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the Magen Avraham, Paschal's like the Magen Avraham, the halacha is that a woman, husband should supply the wife with money or the way for her to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Shloach Manos. And same would be the halacha by Matanos Levyayinim on Purim, that a husband should give the wife, if the wife has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Shloach Manos, the husband has to see to it that the wife should be able to fulfill that mitzvah. Says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, but if Shloach Haisa Behemta, if the animal belonged to her, then the halacha is hachatos, and now she can't bring that animal that was designated for kabbalah chatos because she's not in the zira. So she's not mechuyev to bring kamechatus. So the Mishnah said the chatus tamus, the chatus should be left to die, v'oila tikrev. And the oila should be brought as a carbon oila, albeit as an oilas nadova. But ask the Gemara, we know that hamanala ha'amrit mashakon sishakon abala, that whatever a woman has belongs to her husband. So how could the woman have her own funds that she should be able to use that money or those animals? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa. It's referring to a situation of kimtzo b'misasa. Her husband gave her food, and she didn't use all that food and took the scrimped and took that money to be for the animals for her carbon. Ibayis Ema, or another way to explain how she has her own funds, Dikn le'achar, somebody he gave her money, Vamala, and specifically told her, I'm giving you this money, that your husband shouldn't have any authority over this money. So there's a number of interesting questions that are based on this halacha of kamash shekansa isha kanabala. One is a tshuva that the paiskim discuss if there was the sefer birchas hashir, that if a Jew unfortunately married a non-Jewish woman, could she be the non-Jew to whom the chametz is sold? We know that we have the minig that we sell the chametz before Pesach to a non-Jew. She's a non-Jewish woman. Do we apply the concept of kamash shekansa isha kanabala? So many paiskim say that one should not sell the chametz to that type of non-Jewish woman. There are those that say that two reasons why we don't have to, why we can. One is that this concept of kamash shekansa isha kanabala only applies by Jewish couples, not by couples that one of the members is non-Jewish. Ramosha says even more so. Ramosha Negros Moshe Archaim Echel Chay Simon Chof says that this marriage is not recognized as a marriage. A Jew and a non-Jew's marriage is not a marriage. So even though there's a halacha of Kol Mashakansa Isha Kanabala, it doesn't apply by a Jew and a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman who are married to each other. And technically, she could be the woman to whom the chametz is sold. Another point is that we know, particularly if people don't have the lulav and esrig of their own, one gives it to them a matana manas lahachzer. But so let's say there's a woman that wants to shake the lulav and esrig, and you give it to her, and she makes a kinyan. But if she makes a kinyan, it automatically becomes her husband's. And therefore, she is not able to take ownership of it. And even the ownership she takes really belongs to the husband. And therefore, suggests the Birkas Bikura Yaakov that one, if he wants to help a woman take ownership of Dalaminim, cannot do it in a fashion just giving it to her. It has to go through her husband. Another question that comes up is if we know to fulfill the mitzvah matanas l'yoinim on Purim, we have to give gifts to two of yoinim. Can giving two gifts, one gift to a husband and one gift to a wife, could that be considered a fulfillment of matanas l'yoinim? You have two people who are poor. So the Paiskim suggests that it's not a fulfillment of that obligation, because since kol mashakansa isha kanabala, when you give it to the woman, it's as if you gave it to the husband. And if the husband was already a person who you gave a gift to, so then you didn't give it to two separate aniyim. The Paiskim discuss if a woman is allowed to give tzedakah on her own. And it could very well be that a woman doesn't have a right to give tzedakah unless her husband gives her permission, because we're saying kol mashakani isha kanabala. And therefore, she gives tzedakah, but you can only give tzedakah with your own money. You can't give tzedakah with somebody else's money. In fact, the Paiskim discuss, if a woman took upon herself an obligation to a pledge for tzedakah, the halacha is, the question is that obligation have any halachic validity? And there are Paiskim that want to say that it maybe doesn't have any validity because of kamash kansi shikana balam. The Gemara said here, the Gemara in answer to the question, how is it possible that a woman should have her own funds? So the Gemara says, kimtsa misasa. She held back from the food that she was given, and she, instead of eating it, the husband gave her an allowance for food that she needs to eat, and she went and instead of buying food, she saved that money, and now she could use that money to buy kabanis. This question, says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, is relevant to people who come to parties, come to a chasna, come to a simcha, and they're given a portion, and they want to take the portion home. May they take the portion home or not? So, and this is a question that comes up often, where people come to simchas, and they take food from the simcha. Are they allowed? Is that halachically permissible? And what he says is as follows. If somebody was served a portion, the waiter gave a guest a portion, and that guest, instead of eating the portion that he was given, says, I don't want to eat my portion, I want to take it home. So there's a portion that was put in front of him. He has every right to choose to take it home. On the other hand, a person who takes food that's out on a smorgasbord or on a buffet, that isn't food that was specifically designated for him. That isn't in the category of kimtsa misasa, and therefore that food doesn't belong to him, that he should have the right to take it from the simcha home. We learned in the Mishnah that if the animals that she designated for the carbon were from her own, so we learned the Mishnah said, ha'ayla tikrav ayla, the animal that was designated as a carbon ayla should be brought as a carbon ayla. The shlamim, the animal that was designated as a carbon shlamim, should be designated as a carbon shlamim. And with the halachas of ayla and shlamim. Says the Gemara, amalei Shmuel, lavur ba'i. Shmuel said tavur ba'i, loy tesef. Don't sit down. Loy tesef al karach, don't sit down. We make standing. Adamali hamilsa. Explain to me this halacha. Says the Gemara, that when does halacha require that the chalas be brought with the shalmi nazar, and when not? So he said, Eila and Arba Eilim, then these are the four examples, he says, that the halacha is that when you bring the carbon shlamim that a nazar has to designate, she'ein tunan lechem, that you don't have to bring the chalas that normally need to be brought along when the nazar brings his carbon shlamim. And the Gemara says the four, he said the four, and the Gemara will explain each one. Shalah, v'shalah, v'shalah ha-misa, v'shalah ha-kapara. The Mefarshim point out, what does it mean when it says, le'tesev ha-karev? What did he mean to say to don't sit down? So the Rishonim already explained that the Gemara Masechta Megillah said that originally they always learned Torah by standing. But as people got weaker, Gemara, halacha that was easier to understand, they learned standing. But something that needed more concentration, they did when they're sitting. So that's pshat in this Gemara. What Shmuel meant to say to him was that the question I'm asking you is not such a difficult question. And since the question that I'm asking you is not such a difficult question, no taste of a karech, you don't need to sit down. You only need to sit down when I'm going to ask you a question which is difficult to understand. Given that this question is not such a difficult question, you could remain standing and answer the question. So now he identified four situations where the halacha is that the carbon nazir does not come along with the challah. Shalaha da'amaran, the case that we just mentioned, where a woman designated an animal for carbon asham, and then the husband was made for that naziris. So even though the animal was designated from her money or her animal, it's going to have to be brought as a carbon shlamim, but the chalas that come along are not brought. Shaloi. What is the case of shaloi? The Tanan. We're going to learn it to Shema Mishnah and Daf Chof Ches on the base. Ha'ish Mades B'noi B'Nazar. A father can obligate his son to be a nazir. It's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that a father could impose a naziris on a son. But a mother does not have that authority. However, says the Mishnah, gilech, if the son shaved, showing that he's not prepared to accept his father making him a nazir, or his relatives shaved him. His relatives said it's unacceptable that the father made him a nazir, and to show that they're not accepting it, they shaved him. Micha, or if the son verbally protested, I don't want to be a nazir. Or micha krovim, the relatives made that protest. Haylam must stumim. So the halacha is that in all these cases the son would not be a nazir. And the halacha is haylam must stumim. If there was money that wasn't specifically designated for which carbon will this money be used, yiplul nadava. All that money should be brought to bring oilus nadava. However, if there was maas mufarashim, if there was money that was designated for which type of carbon that money should be used, so the halacha is the mechatas yechol yam hamelech. The money that was designated for the kamechatas should be thrown to the yam hamelech. Since the kamechatas, as we learned in our Mishnah, cannot be brought because he's not a nazir, and he can't bring a chatas if you're not obligated to bring the kamechatas. So that money should be thrown away. The mei oila, the money that was designated to bring a carbon oila, yaviu oila, should be used to bring a carbon oila. And since it's money that's designated to be used for oilus nadovish al tzibur, which is kodesh hakadoshim ma'al mehem, it's subject to mila. The mei shlamim, the money that was designated to be used for carbon shlamim, yaviu shlamim, they should be brought for carbon shlamim. But since they were originally designated for shalmi nazir, so they have the halacha that they're only necholim liyoyim echad, and like a shalmi nazir, not 2 days. But on the other hand, since it was originally designated for shalmi nazir, the halacha is ein tunim lechem. They won't, but they're not being brought as a nazir because at the end he's not a nazir. There's no challah. So that's the third example. Shalachem misim anolam. What does that mean? The Tanya, hamafresh maos lenizrosai. If somebody designated to bring money for his naziris, but he didn't designate which money is going to be the chantas money, which is going to be the oila money, which is going to be the shlomim money. So the halacha is loim nenen, one can't benefit, for loim mayalim, there's no mila. Because shlomim money, a carbon shlomim, unlike a carbon oila, is not subject to mila, because mila is only applicable by kachi kachim. Shlomim are not kachi kachim until after the zrikas adam. Then the part that has to be given as the created like then the meat is treated like kachikachim. So here, since every dollar that you have here potentially can be used for carbon shlamim, so this money is not subject to mila. Hayla mastumim, if this individual died and this nazir died, so says the brisa. If the money was not designated, all of that money, yipul and nadava, should be brought for oilus nadava shel tzibur. But if the maos mefarashim, the mei chatas, the money that was designated for kanav chatas, this is a case of chatas shemesu baleha, and as we're going to be learning in our perek, chatas shemesu baleha, the money, the animal is left to die, if it's already an animal, if one had already designated the animal. If it's money, the money should be taken to Yana Malach, loy nenem v'loy ma'alim. The mei oila, if it was money that was designated for carbon oila, yivio oila ma'alim behem, it's oila money, and there's subject there for tamila. The mei shlamim, yivio shlamim, but that shlamim, necholim liyayim echad, like the shalmi nazar, but ein tunim lechem. Another example where this case, where this would be the case, lach kapara, a nazir designated an animal for aisle for carbon shlamim, and that aisle got lost. So because that aisle got lost, he designated another animal, and he used that other animal as the carbon shlamim, and then afterwards he found the original animal. So says the even though there is no explicit Mishnah that or Braisa that tells us what the halacha is, Svaruhu, that the logic tells you that it should be treated like we've been learning in the previous cases about the shlomim. Because la'acha misa, why if the nazir died before he could actually bring the karmen shlomim, do we say that it has in one way that didn't come like shami nazir? It's only eaten for one day, but on the other hand, there's no challah brought with it because like chazi kapar, it can't be used as shami nazir because the person is no longer here. Here too, la'acha kapara, if a different animal was used, nam lechazi kapara, can't be used as shami nazir. The shami nazir obligation was already taken care of. And since the shami nazir obligation was already taken care of, it's the same in that it should be brought only as a shlomim, nedava, eaten only for one day, but no challah brought along. Ask the Gemara, the suleka, are there no other examples where so would be the halacha va'ikra? The Braisa teaches us Masecht Menachos Amem Chesam Beis. The kol shal kol shalmi nazar sheshachten shloim mitzvasan. If you brought a shalmi nazar shloim lishma sheirim, they're considered as shalmi nedava. But the husband doesn't get the nazar doesn't get the credit. One example is like we just said that it was brought shloim lishma. Another example is where the carbon shlomim were brought before the Naziris was over. Another example is that the ayil that the Torah says that should be used for Shalmei Nazir has to be an animal which is 2 years old. And he brought an animal which wasn't 2 years old. It's only 1 year old. So in all these cases, the Nazir does not get credit for it. But the Ksherim, V'lo Yolam Baalim Shem Chayva, Necholim L'Yom Echad, and therefore, since they were originally designated as Shalmi Nazir, they're only eaten for one day, like the Shalmi Nazir. However, Ein Tunim Lechem, the Loch of Lechem, and what we discussed at the beginning of the Shir of Zroya will not apply to them because they're not real Shalmi Nazir. So ask the Gemara, why wasn't this case included in the list? Answers the Gemara, Mitzvasu Kachashev. We were only listing things where everybody did as they were supposed to do. When somebody like mitzvahs, and this was a case that we just gave an example, that the person did not do what the halacha required. He offered the carbon shlomim shloike mitzvahs. The list is only including things that were done properly. Things that were done shloike mitzvahs is not part of the list that is included in this gemara.